Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the Scriptures to verses we began looking at just a few weeks ago, John chapter 14, and then Philippians chapter 4. In John 14th chapter and verse 1, he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled." Now, this is the master, the head of the church, speaking at the direction of the Father by the Spirit. And who's the understood subject there on this first sentence? You are not to let or allow your heart to be troubled. Skip on down toward the end of the chapter to the 27th verse. And he repeated it. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you." You cannot find this peace that Jesus is talking about in any other religion, in any kind of counseling or meditation, or there's no material thing that can bring this. He's saying you can't get this anywhere in the world. You can only get it from me. And I'm giving it to you. Hallelujah. "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And so he says it again, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "I'm giving you my peace." So if he gave us his peace, he expects us to walk in his peace. And so we have something we can be in other than being upset and troubled. Instead of being in anxiety and frustration and fear, we can be in peace. Amen. He gave us his peace. Did he do this?
Yes.
So then he charges us again, "Let not," we'd say, "don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We've talked at some length about just getting our minds renewed to this truth that we can refuse to be troubled.
Amen.
We can refuse to be afraid. Now, most people don't believe that. Even most church-going people don't believe this. People in stress and people in crisis will tell you, I can't help it. I try not to think about it. I try not to be upset about it. But if this was happening to you, you'd be upset too. And the implication is, it's just not possible. If the situation's bad enough, you cannot prevent your heart from being troubled. You cannot prevent yourself from being afraid. And so at that juncture, you just have to decide who's right. Jesus or what other folks think? Jesus or what other people have experienced? It's by faith. Whether you understand how or not, it's just a choice. I choose to believe what he said. And already, if you choose to believe that, instead of saying, "I can't," the Word will empower you. Now, without his help, there's all kinds of things we can't do. But his Word is empowering. No matter how stressed and scared you might be, when the Master looks at you and says, "Peace, Be still. Well, maybe you didn't feel like you could before, but once He has spoken to you, there's power in what He said to enable you to be what He said. How many remember when He was walking on the water and they all got scared? Peter said, Lord, if that's You, bid me to come. And what did Jesus say? Come. Well, Peter couldn't walk on the water before that. But when he heard that word, God's words are not just information. God's words are living and they are empowering. When God tells you to do something, the very words He spoke to tell you to do it enable you to do it.
Amen.
Come on, can you see that? His words are enablements. His word is empowerment. When He says, be strong, there's strength in what He told you to come right in you. Unless you say, I can't. I'm trying, but I just can't. And if you do that, you'll block off what was coming to you. No, don't say I can't. Don't say I can't. Don't say I'm doing my best and it's just not working. Don't say that. Say I can. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. I can. Well, if He told us, don't let our heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. We can. We can do what He told us to do. It should make us happy. Should make us glad. Go to Philippians, please. Philippians chapter 4. He talks about this in this book. Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation, now that other translations bring out your forbearance, your considerateness, be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. Now the word careful here means anxious care. We'd say worry. Worry. Be careful. Be anxious, worrying for what? Nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Other translations say, for nothing be anxious. The Amplified says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Is that possible? I got about 4 amens and is it possible?
Yes.
Now, do you know why I keep going over this? I'm not redundant because I'm trying to fill time and don't have enough material. Do you know why I keep going over this? Most church-going people do not believe you can keep from worrying. They just don't believe it. And so they're stuck. And we're not pointing a finger at anybody, judging anybody. All of us have feared too much, worried too much, got upset too much. But the question is, do you have to live that way?
No.
Or has the Lord called us up to a higher way of living? You believe it?
Yes.
See, the enemy, this is one of his chief tactics. And he's so subtle and crafty about it. If you're not aware of what he's doing, you will be upset about something all the time. As soon as you get a handle on one thing, something else is going to be bugging you. And it's a tactic of the enemy to keep you worked up, mad, aggravated, hurt, scared, worried, anxious, upset about something all the time. But the Scripture tells us, be careful for
nothing.
Rejoice all the time. Right? Don't even let your heart be troubled. Don't even let your heart be afraid. Is it possible to live like that? Day in, day out, not upset. Little things happen, not upset. Terrible things happen, still not upset. Is it possible? He didn't say, don't let your heart be troubled unless something really bad happens. Then, of course, you won't be able to help it then. No. No. Somebody said out loud, I believe Jesus.
I believe Jesus.
I believe what he said.
I believe what he said.
How in the world could that happen? He told us, I'm giving you my peace. That's how we can do it. We can have his peace. His peace. In the midst of every situation. And that's what this goes on to talk about. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Verse 8, King James. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Everybody say, think on these things.
Think on these.
Say it again. Think on these things.
Think on these.
Say it one more time. Think on these things. On these things as opposed to what?
The other things.
Verse 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do them. We just got through saying we're doers. And what will happen? The God of peace shall be with you. He had said earlier in the passage that if we would if we'd be careful for nothing, pray about it and thank God, the peace of God that passes understanding, keep our heart and mind. Winds up by saying again, the God of peace shall be with you. This peace, keeping our heart and mind, is how we're able not to be afraid in these situations, no matter what they may be. But the key here, he mentions in the previous verse, what we think on. What we think on.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.